Thank you, Catherine. I want to focus on one verse in particular that comes right in the middle of that passage that Catherine just read, and it's verse 40. A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. And I realize it's a little hotter than we had anticipated this morning, so I've managed to whittle my sermon down to about 45 minutes. And I want to just actually give one point this morning. But I, for those of you who are visiting, that was a joke. So I want to start with a story. I received an interesting email this week from a guy named Neil Brockmall, who was my best friend all through junior high and high school. And we were in the school band together during that entire time. And now, 25, 30 years later, he is a film producer in the same town where I grew up in Virginia Beach. And he sent me an email saying that he was called upon to film an interview with a prominent band director in the area. And so he went to film the interview, and he said in the email, wouldn't you know it, it turned out to be Dr. Stephen Ambrose. Now, I know that name doesn't mean anything to you, but if you were in my junior high school, you would have known that Dr. Stephen Ambrose was the substitute band director that we would get whenever our regular band director was out of town. And that would have been in the late 1980s, so here we are, you know, close to 30 years later. And Neil said, when I saw him and realized that he was the guy, he said, I got a little nervous. And the reason is because when we had a substitute teacher of any kind, that was our opportunity to goof off and to terrorize that particular teacher. And the worst kind of substitute teacher to be is a substitute band director, because those of us who were in the band that I was in would do things like switch instruments that we didn't know how to play. We would do all kinds of things, and I cringe as I look back on those particular days. And he said, I went up and introduced myself to Dr. Ambrose, and he said, and I actually was a little bit worried that I was going to get in trouble. And he said, but he was very kind, and it was nice to see him again. And, you know, in spite of all of our tomfoolery in those days, the truth is, I look back on that, and I realize that Dr. Stephen Ambrose was able to instill in me a love for music that I still have to this day. So the irony is, in spite of the fact that we just viewed it as an opportunity to horse around, all these years later, we in a sense have sort of become like that teacher that we had, being very serious about music and wanting to instill the important quality of music onto our own kids and the students in our own lives. And so it's interesting when you read this verse that says, a disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Now, that word qualified is a little bit misleading in a lot of our translations, because when that word is used in other places in the New Testament, it is sometimes translated as trained. And it's sometimes used in the context of athletes competing in sports and being trained for a particular event. And so we could also read it as everyone who is fully trained will become like their teacher. Now here's what's interesting. Of all of the different titles that are given to Jesus in the New Testament, whether it's the title of Lord or Savior or anything else, the most frequently used title that refers to Jesus in the New Testament is teacher. And what's also interesting about that is that Jesus was not only a teacher, but Jesus actually was a student before he was a teacher. It's kind of odd for us to envision that, because he was perfect. He already knew everything, right? He was God. And yet, it tells us in the New Testament that after his baptism, and after he reached his age of maturity as a young man, it says that he continued to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and others. So we see that even Jesus himself was growing intellectually in wisdom, physically in stature, and in spiritually in favor with God and others. And so he gives us the same role as disciples, that we are to be trained. Paul in the New Testament says it was Jesus who gave some to be teachers, among other things in the church, to prepare God's people for works of service. So I want to just take a minute to talk about this one point of what kind of training is it that our teachers are giving us in the faith. And the answer that we see in this passage and in others is that it's a training in godliness. Now, you notice the context, the words that surrounded that particular verse that Catherine read. It describes what a godly person looks like. It says, don't judge, don't condemn, but rather forgive people. Give generously. Be humble. Speak good words. You know, all of these kinds of things are part of what it means to be a disciple. And so it's training in godliness. There's another passage in 1 Timothy in which Paul uses the same word, and he tells Timothy, a young pastor, train yourself to be godly. So training in godliness. Now, believe it or not, there was a time in my life when I spent a lot of time exercising and working out. I've learned, now that I'm almost 41, a week away from turning 41, that physique that you get from working out doesn't just automatically stick with you for the years and years after you've stopped working out. But that's okay. But part of what was involved in working out is a sense of growing and changing physically in many ways. And so the point of Jesus saying that we are to be trained in godliness to become like our teachers is another way of Jesus telling us that he wants us to be growing spiritually. He wants us to be maturing spiritually. He wants us to be changing to become more like our ultimate teacher, who is Jesus. And our teachers in the faith bring that to us. As young children, our teachers in the faith bring us the tools and teach us the tools to be able to grow in the faith. Worship, reading scripture, praying, taking communion, understanding our baptism, all of these things. And we never stop being a student. As a pastor, it's important for me to listen to sermons from other pastors, not just so I can steal their ideas, but also so I can grow and continue to learn and mature spiritually. Very important for all of us. And so our teachers are important. God wants us to become like our teachers. But here's something that's very important. The key to all of this, when Jesus says to be trained in godliness and to become like our teacher, isn't just about imitating our teachers. It's about embracing the person about whom they are teaching us, which is Jesus. One of the most stunning incidents I had involving teaching and the grading system was when Shelley and I were in college. During our senior year of college, we took a class on ethics. And this class was taught by the academic dean of the college. Bill Blevins was his name. He has since passed away and is in heaven. A wonderful man, and he was an elderly man at the time. This was 20 years ago. He was, I won't define what is elderly, I guess, but let's just say, you know, he was an elderly man, very serious man, in many ways kind of an intimidating man. And he taught ethics, and he meant business. He was serious about Christian ethics. And the very first test that he gave us, we all as a class studied together and studied and studied and studied because we knew it was going to be hard, and it was. It turned out to be incredibly difficult. And a week after we took the test, he came back to us and he said to us, I graded the test and every single one of you failed. All of you failed the test. And we were mortified. I mean, this was our senior year. Some of us were hoping to, you know, get into seminary. I mean, all of these kinds of things. It was devastating. And this was an ethics class. And so there was a sense in which we felt this sort of sense of guilt that we were, you know, we failed ethically, kind of, you know. And he said, "So I'm going to do something that I've never done before." And he passed out the tests to all of us. And he, in one corner of the test, on the front page, it showed our actual grade. I think he said that the highest grade in the entire class was like a 57. And we had honor students in the class, and it was devastating. And he said, "Listen," I recognize that that being ethical is not always just about being rigid and obeying all the rules. He said it also means being willing to extend grace to people. And he said, "Turn your tests over." We turned our tests over, and every one of us received the passing grade. And he said, "I've learned a lot of things about teaching in my life, and he said, "and I've learned that there are more important things than just the numbers." And he said, "It's true, all of you bombed this test." And he said, "But he said, I'm not mad at you, and I hope you're not mad at me." And he said, "You've all passed. Don't worry about it. This is my gift to you." Now, there's a sense in which all of us were incredibly relieved and grateful. And the ironic thing is, it actually ended up making us want to study harder and learn more. It didn't just make us say, "Oh, good, now we're just going to, you know, blow off studying." But the interesting thing was, he was actually putting his own reputation on the line by doing that. To be an academic dean of a university and to make a move like that is very risky. And it was his way of saying, "I am willing to put my own reputation on the line in order to advance the betterment of my students and to extend them grace." And you see, there's a sense in which that is really a model of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus as our ultimate teacher. Because the test that the scriptures give us ultimately is the Ten Commandments. And the reason that we have a confession of sin every week in the service is because all of us break the Ten Commandments all of the time. If not in deed, we do it in word. If not in word, we do it in thought. Nobody's perfect. But Jesus, being not just a teacher, but a savior, comes to us and he extends us grace and he judges us and gets us into his family based not upon our grade and our own record, but upon his. And of course, that ultimately offended a lot of people and sent Jesus to the cross, because a lot of people said, "Hey, a king doesn't do this kind of thing. A king means business. A king condemns people when they do things wrong." But Jesus puts his own reputation on the line and says, "Not me. I'm a teacher who is extending grace to my students." And the awesome thing about that is that when you grasp that, you end up becoming like your teacher, meaning you become a gracious person yourself. And so we say to all of our teachers here, thank you. Thank you for the grace that you extend to all of us. And to all of the students here, thank you for being disciples and being students. And may you grow to be trained in godliness and to become like the ultimate teacher, who is Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you are the ultimate teacher, that we are not above you as our teacher, and yet as you train us in godliness, we become like our teachers. Thank you for our teachers. Thank you for these disciples. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.